been missing my pipe. I prefer a pipe. I smoke that cigar as a freedom stick. Now, I'll tell you what. I'll have a little fun tonight. And I'm going to ask all the people that are willing to learn to be a voice of faith, to relearn to be a voice of faith, to get plain intelligent in your dedication for a change. But everybody should be a voice of faith at least once a month. Every king's out in Southern California ought to be a voice of faith at least once a month. Every king's tither should. I think I'm going to have a special week. The countdown will start today. I think there's 10 days left for the FM. Absent a miracle. Illegally, unjustly, and every other reason. But I refuse to let the devil think that that can affect us. All it's going to do is make us dig in our heels and go stronger. That's why I bought time on Channel 52. If you'd help me reach my budget, I could fill in the rest of the time pretty much on 56. We'd just be 24 hours a day on television. And then we would... I think you ought to... I think you ought to get a dish, I tell you that. And all the reports I'm getting, unlike the Doc's dish, which we had problems with earlier, you know, way back, the other one, for $777. Some of the receivers gave problems. So far, I've heard nothing but good reports about this one. It brings in a signal like the big $4,000 and $5,000 dishes. There's 990 $5. But you can also get FMs or little radios, you know, that are tuned. I don't know whether it's FM or not, but the radios that are tuned to TV frequencies. Now, I'd like to know, and I'm asking tonight, how many of you would help me out? You have to slap the devil on this countdown. I'm going to start teaching on the Feast of the Tabernacles and the Feast of the Lord as we go into this season. But you'll be here giving me the option, at least, to start at noon every day on 52 for the next 5 days. There's no reason that every voice of faith can't, if you're not working, can't give one afternoon at least. And if you are working, why can't you give a night to free someone that normally is here at night? So I can have a full contingent from noon to 4:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week. And I'll go live every day. That's a good way to slap the devil. Just say, hell with you. Now, when you call, I want you to do that. When you call, we're down to the last few days of September. We don't have $2 million, I can tell you that. Can you believe it? We don't even have $1 million. 77,000 short of $1 million. But we're going to have $1 million, I'll tell you that. But we can't make it now without the $2 million. We just have established a reputation that people will, you know, be a little more patient with us, but I won't do what other ministries do, run up great, big, long, 3 and 4 month airtime bills. I just cancel. Now, we didn't get Channel 52 free. I think if I'd start at noon, every single day, and start tonight, we could raise $1 million by next Sunday. Don't you?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to try it?
Yes, sir.
Will you help me do it? When is October 1st? That means October 8th is Wednesday the following week, right? Let's go straight those 8 days. We'll just put our own calendar together for the Feast of the Tabernacles. And let's just go straight through until the 8th. And be on TV so much we won't even notice if the FM goes. Now, the last chapter is not written. We're appealing to the Supreme Court. But the injustice in taking the station because I wouldn't let them have your donor records. And that's it. That's all. I even offered them with your names and address blotted out. It's probably the most unjust thing yet, but they're so confident they get away with everything, these bureaucrats. We have the former Solicitor General of the United States filing our appeals. The best appeal's been written yet. So the ball game's not over till the fat lady sings. But I'm not going to let them think they've even dented us. Will you do it with me?
Yes, sir.
That's about 10 days straight. We'll go from noon to 4:30 every day. If I can do it, add it to all my other work. And then just suck in my breath and fly to Hartford for the banquet on the 11th. Friday night, the 11th, we'll be in Hartford. Secret King's House Banquet. Now, I think we can raise $1 million this next week. You say, will you do it any other times? No, we haven't. We started out to raise $1 million, you remember, 1 week, and then we got sidetracked, good sidetrack, on the tithing principle. Now, with the tithers signed up, at least the beginning basis, less attack, go on the offensive. Like George Patton, retreat hell, advance to the rear. You going to do it with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, if we don't raise $1 million, I'll just cancel some stations and cut back. I don't think we have to. Now, I've been studying art of late. Do you know part of the secret involves things I haven't told you yet? You know that. You know that, don't you? You know that? Let me tell you an art. This guy Chagall, he bothers me. Look at this. Get some cameras over here. Let me get a little bit of creativity going. You know his paintings go. Well, I checked on a couple. The two I checked on, one was 600,000, the other was 700,000. That's a lot of money. Look at that. Look at that. You know, funniest painting you ever saw of that. Look at that. I want to go find King David here. Just hold steady a minute till I find King David. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Who'd want to marry those two broads? Look at that. Look at that. Can I turn you on? I'm not talking about that one.
I'm talking about this one. Look at that. Look at this. I'll find King David. Am I boring you?
No, sir.
You know, the early and most famous Western artists, including Remington and the Taos masters and others, their first concern in those days was simply to reproduce what they saw. One of the Western artists was very instrumental in getting Yellowstone declared a national park because of his paintings. And then abstract art moves into dimensions other than trying to just put three dimensions on a flat surface. They encompass dimensions from dreams to fantasy to imagination to compressed time to everything. Now, one of Chagall's famous areas is taking the Odyssey or the Iliad, Homer's works, trying to reduce the stories to art. He did that with the Bible, and he did it with Homer. I find it fascinating. And the guy really knew Homer. And then he knew the Bible pretty well. But I said, look, that don't look too hard. Don't look too hard at all. I mean, what you're trying to do is get a message across. I said, I can do that. Hell, I can do that. Give me a little practice, I can do that. And anything that has a possibility of being 700,000, I'll spend the next 20 years on. I mean, he may be able to draw better than I can, but I can learn. I bet I know the Bible better than he does, and I'm tired of people interpreting the Bible don't know it as well as I know it. That makes sense?
Yes,
sir. So I said, I just might as well try hard. You know, Grandma Moses was pretty old when she started. I mean, you know, her art is not exactly a photo reproduction, is it? So I got myself a sketch pad, and I decided I'd just do myself a little drawing. It'll be worth something someday. These are my first sketches. That was sketches of the eternal world. You like that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, this is my first one. I didn't like it too well. That's David and Bathsheba. Come in close, man. You gotta have a little photography ability. What's wrong with you guys? Don't you know how to take a picture? That's David and Bathsheba. Now, look, you got to admit, I'm a success already. I mean, you know, among other things, art is supposed to make you happy. And I made everybody happy. I decided that I didn't like this trough up here, see? So I'm going to do that one again. David and Bathsheba deserved a redo. So I did her again. And, you know, then I began to, you know, some of the injustice of the world because they had Canaanite slaves and they were black. So I have a black slave in there. That's bad, but, you know, I'm portraying art. Now, she has a bunny face. Come in a little close, man. Are you embarrassed or what? Get in there and let them see that gal. You like that? And I decided that was a little too playboy. That might, you know, get Sammy agitated. So I decided to go back to a little more surrealistic. So I decided to get her a little more Chagall style.
No, that's three, David and Bathsheba. Now, I think I ought to have an auction, you know. Not many works of art have my name on them. Then I decided I'd really, you know, since I'm getting into this art, I said I'd do a self-portrait. Now, there's Doc picking out a painting. I get a close-up of my face. Doesn't that look real Chagall-y? Now, when I start to negotiate, I believe in being fair, I get down to the bare facts going right out the gate. So, see, I look down here at my feet. I mean, I've stripped myself down completely and sold everything I had to get this bag of money here. And then I'm surrounded with all this art, see? Now, Mark Travis, he heard I was looking for some art, so he came running over with a awfulest portrait I ever saw of an old Indian. Now, I'm an Indian. I don't know why they always make Indians ugly. And so that's that one there. I'm going to reject it. These are the rejects pushed over here on the other side of the money. Now, that's Doc picking a painting, doesn't that? I mean, what's the matter with that? That's the way I'm picking some paintings for the church's investment portfolio, and as part of the secret, we got a few places we have to sort of, fill with some things. And so I'm looking this art over. Can't you recognize me there, my fino-fino and my cigar? There are parts of me there you haven't seen before. Now, I really think someone ought to buy this sketch from me. And don't go bidding pennies, because, I mean, I got a sense of value about me. So I decide I just keep right on drawing. I was sitting in my study, and I noticed Chris was over there reading. So that one's just entitled Christine Reading. Everybody can recognize that. Now, the principle of art is, and this is universal. If it's a pretty woman, you just don't do anything with the face. You just leave that to imagination, because there's no way you can really reduce it down to art. Now, here's the next one. Well, here's Dr. Jerry taking care of Bosco's pups. Everybody here that knows Jerry instantly recognized him. Have you seen Jerry? How many of you know Jerry? Doesn't that look just like Jerry? Now, it's not supposed to look just like him. It's just supposed to look like him, but not look like him, because it's not supposed to be... This is abstract. Little puppies don't look like that, you know, but yet they do. You ever seen them claw with their feet, try to get milk out of those things? I mean, these three puppies are just going at it. I mean, you can't believe it. I grabbed the one that's the lawyer. I didn't, but I think Christine went in to get him, or somebody pulled the Bosco Jr. loose from one of those things that they hang on to. And it went just like that. I mean, just like it's going to suck her skin away when he pulled him loose. Now, Jerry's ready to go out the door in case Issa doesn't like it. Every so often, we're so busy, in such a hurry, that we have to eat on the run. So, at Doc's pad or over at Secret Place, when we only have 10 minutes to eat, I'll yell at one of the guys, please bring me some food, because we always have it handy. Well, here's Larry bringing food to me and Chris. Now, there's me, beard, nose, and hat. What else you need? And there's Chris, curves and hair. What else you need? I think that's pretty good. I mean, you know, you got to know these people. You got to know these people. You got to know Jerry. I mean, he's just like a mama himself. One hand on the door, one hand feeling Issa to make sure she's okay. Look at those. He's just so alert 24 hours a day. I mean, he's living with those puppies. He's standing ready to spring either direction. You know, you got to capture it all. This is the bundle-up blankets. They never seem to stay ahead of them back there. It's like washing babies' diapers. That's Larry. I mean, boy, he can move fast, and he always brings too much food. He always brings enough food for 40. Cigar in his mouth, dead run. I mean, he comes down the hall. If he ever trips, there'll be food from here to San Diego. You got to get the picture. And I always, you know, don't we have a sort of a stunned look about us here? That's the way it always is, you know. You never know what he's bringing. Well, now, let's see. This is Joe Shack. This is Joe Shack. I mean, Joe Shack just seems to be in the midst of emergencies at all times. Now, here's the engineering staff. The engineers understand this. This is Christine, the director, and this is the one that keeps the book. That sort of varies, staring at him, you know, aghast. Here's Mike Wakeman. He's dead. See, he ain't here. He's dead already. And that's Stuart. Joe's just banging him up and down. That's his head, you know. And look at that look on Joe's face and the cameras and poor old Mark's hiding behind the VTR machine, sort of reaching around to get the tapes on. Here I am on the monitor, but nobody dares even look. And poor old Joe, he's got mass confusion at both places. Here he is at home. He's yanked his little girl out of the crib. She's turning blue right here. It's starting to go up on her head. Here's Lori. She's standing by, but not Joe. He's going to be modern. Diapers on the line. His bird. He's got a talking bird. Satellite dish. And Joe's in a straitjacket. The two faces of Joe Shack. Get a close-up of his two faces. Poor little girl, she's turning blue right there. Just going up, moving up her head. Now, Joe's invented a new kind of programmed nipple here. He always has to invent new things. Now, here's the festival. I mean, there it is, friends. There you are over there. You know, there are times you feel like the telephone's that big. You're sitting over there trying to handle it. Now, center stage, you got my glasses, my cigar, that's it, my hat. What else is there to say about it? There it is. That's the festival. I mean, they've got it all. And the phone number's up there, big as life. Now, Jerry always wears his glasses on top of his head. Now, back off a little bit, and Mark is so enraged. That's his car. But he's so enraged that he's all blown up here, and he's really mad. He's telling them off. Now, he's starting to get a little pot belly, and that's his rear end, and he's really mad. Get in here again. Now, that's Mark. Did a little hat. Get on up there and get his hat now. Lightning bolts out of his forehead. Here goes all the Holy Week. Here it goes. Everything is gone. He lost it all at once. Here's his wife. He's about to blow her away. Now, of course, me and Chris, we were just riding downtown. We had an errand to run. That's got it all. I mean, you know, that's Mark. You know, he flies off. That's Mark Travis. You like that? I mean, I think I've got the personalities of all my guys. Now, that's Craig. He's got his hands in everything. Wait a minute. I'm not done. The next one ought to be, I believe if I do 2,000 numbered prints of this, I could sell this next one. I believe I could. I believe I could sell the next one. This is a TV evangelist. Going back, I like that one. I think I could sell numbered prints of that. Look at the multitudes that are listening to him. See that thunderbolt coming down there as they're prophesying judgment on everybody, and there's the poor masses there listening to them. Their church is behind them, and the television is booming out, and there he is. There's the television evangelist. I think that's mighty fine abstract art. I figured I've got it. I've got the talent, friends. That one convinced me. Tonight, I decided to just get into art. I mean, this abstract art is communicating so many crazy messages, I decided somebody that knows the Bible ought to get into abstract art and communicate the messages that way. I mean, anybody can grow abstract art if you got something to say. Now, I just went through my first sketch pad. Let's go through it more. There he is. Now, he's fair and ruddy. A lot of research in this picture. Art should make you happy. Art should make you happy. So I had to put that silver line cloud in the middle. You want to see my painting? Now, you know, I just found a frame. I robbed a frame on the way here, even cut something out of the back of it. So, you know, I got to frame it so that the bottom is a little tighter and it's a little to the left. So I fit it in there, but there will never be another first one. I have an idea I can do that over and do it better. But there will never be another first one. That's the first one. Gene Scott's first one. As far as I'm concerned, that's got as much to say as anything I've seen Chagall do. Why are you so silent? You act like you worry me. You worry me. You're not supposed to know yet whether I'm serious or not serious. You're not supposed to know yet.
We'll see.
I think that, that first time I ever picked up a watercolor, and I don't want to read any books. I don't want anybody to coerce me into their style. And yeah, that watercolor's kind of interesting. I was fiddling around with it a while, but I learned some things on this one. I think, first place, they sold me a watercolor set that didn't have any white in it, so I really had to work to get that snow. See that snow over there? The cold, cold earth. What's the matter with you? Can't you get the camera over there? I really had to work to get that snow. Now, see, God's looking on. That's the symbol of three and the three birds. God's redemption's on the way. That's the three clouds with the silver on them, because silver is a symbol of redemption also. The cross coming over the horizon. She's just taking a bath. She's got a bunny face. You see her tush in there. Now, you notice David's on the right side of the water. He sees more than we see.
Oh, yeah.
They got the war. I mean, they're just fighting like hell up here. Oh, you want me to pass this around? Will you treat it gently?
Yes, sir.
You want to see my painting?
Yes, sir.
There, Dan, you pass it down the row. I want to hear it from my people now whether I should just give up right now or stay with it. This will either be the one and only or the first. In either case, it's unique. There'll never be another first. Dan, you have a right to look at it if you want to. Sit down. I mean, it'll either be the first or it'll be the last. In either case, it'll be unique. There's only one first and there's only one last. I wish you wouldn't be so serious. You're worrying. You never have acted like this when I've done anything before. You enjoyed it when I gave you the play that I wrote. Told you about it. I mean, now here you're looking at me. I never seen anything like this in here. Play something good's about to happen. I mean, abstract art's supposed to have message in it. I'm telling you, there are lots of things in the Bible I'd like produced art. I'm going to practice with that brush a little bit. I'll get better, too. You watch me, I'll get better. $1,100 on the TV evangelist. Next bid's on the table. Springfield, Tennessee, $1,200 on the TV evangelist. There it is. Taking bids. Senecaville, Ohio, I'll top that $1,000 for the TV evangelist by another $1,000. $2,000 for the TV evangelist. Wichita, Kansas changed theirs to $1,000, but they've already been topped now. Tulsa, I'd like your art TV, $1,100 for the TV evangelist. Well, it's already gone up to $2,000. That's the last bid. San Leandro, I'd like to bid $1,500 on the evangelist. Well, it's up to $2,000 now. $2,000 is the high on the evangelist now for the original. Glendale, I like the David and Bathsheba set. I'd like to bid $5,000 for the set. If we can arrange a time payment plan. I'd like to see the watercolor. It's got to be worth at least $10,000 sight unseen. $5,000 for the set of the sketches of David and Bathsheba. So I got $5,000 for the set of the David and Bathsheba sketches and $2,000 for the TV evangelist. I mean, play something good's about to happen. I mean, ain't nothing like encouraging a brand new artist. How long you been working at your art? Since yesterday. I did the sketches yesterday and the watercolor this afternoon. Richardson, Texas, does the evangelist have his head between his? No, his head never got higher than that. Well, okay, the sketches. Now, I'm not selling the watercolor cheap. I got a limit on that watercolor, and it's pretty high. I'll take bids just, you know, to get it started, but I'm not guaranteeing that I'll sell that. It's got a limit on it. So, you know, if I don't get the price I like, I'll bid myself and buy from myself. North Lake, Illinois, I'll bid $20,000 for the watercolor painting. Well, now, that's getting close. I mean, that's getting close. Nashville, I'd like to bid on the watercolor $5,000. Well, you know, they came in before the $20,000 came in. Wichita, $2,000 for one of the sketches, anyone. Now, here is a personal secretary, they claim, to one of the TV evangelists. Now, unless I get a lot of confirmation, I ain't going to read this. I mean, somebody might be playing a trick on that evangelist. It's the town he's in, I'll say that. But it says, personal secretary to the evangelist is calling. And the evangelist has been watching the segment of the TV cast with the artwork, and he wants to know how he can get the original of the TV evangelist. Well, the last bid was $5,000. I mean, you know, identify yourself with some way we can confirm it. I got two. They finally bid $1,200 when they heard the $1,000, but I'm up to $5,000 on that. And up to $20,000 on the watercolor. I'm not sure I'm going to sell the watercolor. $1,500 for the evangelist, Winfield, Kansas. $2,500 for the evangelist, Dallas, Texas. See, these didn't come in order. Streamwood, Illinois. $1,500 for the watercolor. Washington, D.C., $1,500 for the watercolor. Mesquite, Texas, $3,000 for the TV evangelist. Washington, D.C., $3,500 for the evangelist. Well, $5,000 is a high on the evangelist. I think $1,000 for the other sketches, plus $2,000 for the three sketches of David and Bathsheba. And $20,000 is the high on the watercolor. I'm not too sure yet I'm willing to sell that, but you're showing a little bit of respect. A little bit of respect. I mean, we may be looking at a $500,000 painting here in a few years. I mean, there never will be another first. Now, the first, where'll I come out with Abram in the tent? Play something good. No, just revolve my face. New Haven, that painting's great. That's a beaut. Stick with it. All right.
Rogersville, I like his watercolor. Is 20,000 getting close, or should we hold out for even more?
Baby, there be seen, be upset, acting mean. Musicians must not play too loud, or jazzy like that lonely crowd. I don't like...
The doctor is in. Not a lot of hoopy, just straight talk. With Dr. Gene Scott.
Oh, how the people say, they don't do this, do that. Then God will love you. I don't like, no, I don't like, I don't like it. God don't like it too.
Topeka, Kansas, 8,000 for the painting. Nashville, Tennessee, 5,000 for the evangelist with the rights to reproduce. Already got 5,000 on it. Already got 5,000 on it with no rights. Walnut Creek, 2,100 for the evangelist. San Diego, 5,000 on the watercolor. Well, already got 20. That's 2 for 5. I've already got 20 on it. I'd like to get 1,000 for the self-portrait one. All right, well, that's I've got 1,000 for any one of them. So, if somebody wants to pick out the self-portrait, they better bid higher. Walnut Creek, Pasadena, I'll bid all my back paychecks, save one for the watercolor. We'll go figure out how much that is. That might be more than the 20,000. Fayetteville, Arkansas, $2,500 for the TV evangelist. Mesquite, $3,000 for the TV evangelist. $8,000 for the painting, so that's up some. I got one $20,000 bid, one $8,000 bid, and two $5,000 bids. Smart people, there ain't ever going to be another one. That's number one. I'll even write on it, my first painting, right on the back of it. Shall I keep going? Play something good's about to happen. These people that just joined us don't have a prayer of an idea what we're talking about. I just decided to say, move over, Chagall. Picasso's already dead, so there ain't no problem there. And the French government bought up most of his work, the best ones, so I think there's room in the field now. We, Sinai, Jerusalem, a few denominational headquarters, and the spy job in Antioch, as well as Abram in the tent. My imagination is very fertile. San Jose, I'd like to see you do some abstracts on Galatians. Bartlesville, Oklahoma, he's got real talent. They're more Thurber than Chagall. I've never seen Thurber. Somebody get me a book on Thurber. I didn't know that. Get me a book on Thurber, somebody. Write that down, Mike. I want a book on Thurber. I enjoy him tremendously. I wouldn't step this late if I didn't. Long Beach, your sketches look a lot like sketches of James Thurber. Well, get me a book then. It might ruin me. Tulsa, how long has he been working on his art? Since yesterday. Texas, the art's good. Says they're a composite of the following all rolled up into one. James Thurber, Jules Pfeiffer, and Charles Schultz. Doc, are you familiar with the Warbler? Your work is similar. No, I'm not familiar with the Warbler, but I'll get that way. What's the top bid on the TV evangelist? 5,000. Los Angeles. Doc, I thought you said 5,000 for the set of three on David, 2,000 for the evangelist. No, the other way around. I remember. Denton, Texas. Tell him I have a degree in fine arts. Stay with it, as your sketches are better than my first ones. How about cartoons for the Truth magazine? This quote helped me a lot. Drawing is taking a line for a walk. Glendale, Doc, you've got to keep going. You owe it to the world. Hutch is in Kansas. I've seen a lot of abstract art, and this is the best I've ever seen. Isn't it better than dumping on somebody on Sunday night? I mean, everybody's been yelled at by all the preachers all day. Tulsa, what's the top bid for the sketch on David? I think 2,000 on the three sets. Three of them. Hollywood, I'm impressed with your watercolor. Good. Ari Montana, your watercolor is amazing. Tulsa, how'd you get blank blank to pose for your TV evangelist sketch? Hollywood, I'm speechless with admiration. New York City, my sister and I are watching. We like the artwork.